Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, a few changes happening as a result of Secure Act 2.0, which was passed in 2022,
right,
that come to fruition in 2025. What are those?
Yeah, so one of the biggest changes that's going to go into effect for people that are 60 to 63, kind of a small group, is there's an additional catch-up provision where they can put in $11,250 as a catch-up as part of their 401k. We believe that's the number because it's 150% of what the catch-up is amount. So we don't know for sure if, or $10,000, whichever is greater. We believe that's what the number is going to be for next year. But there's definitely in 2025 going to be an additional catch-up for people ages 60 to 63. This also may impact the maximum 401k amount that can be put in, but we don't have a clarification on that. But there are some changes coming where people are going to potentially be able to save some more money in retirement accounts for 2025. So on January 1st, as you start looking at what percentage you're putting in your 401k, you know, you might want to elevate that if you're between that 60-63 age bracket, because you're going to have some additional money that you can put into your 401k.
Right. And then also, what about auto enrollment and the escalation period in between?
Right. So if you basically, if you've had a 401k plan established really in the last 2 years, you know, the deadline, you know, we're basically there for the 401ks for 2024. If you've established a 401k in 23 and 24, or at the very end of 22, the last couple of days, then you have to have an auto enrollment plan. And what that means is, if you have less than 10 employees in your company, that everyone is automatically put in the 401k unless they opt out.
Right.
See, people don't like saying no in America or anywhere. So what happened is they realized that if people are automatically enrolled in the 401k, they just automatically save.
Right.
And so the government basically put that into effect under the Secure Act 2.0, and that's going into effect next year. So if you started a new 401k in that period of time to get those new credits that were around and still around right now, you need to go ahead and make sure that you're offering, putting people in the 401k automatically. And if they're not going to be in it, you need to have some paperwork where they say, I'm opting out of the 401k.
Yeah. Name, I do not wish to contribute, signature.
Right. And they just need to opt out. And that's only if you have more than 10 employees. As part of that too, now with the part-time provision, if you've worked, you know, more than 500 hours in 2 years, you got to be eligible for 401k too. So if you've got seasonal employees, if you're in a business that, you know, you're cutting grass or you're doing a business that maybe employs a lot of people in the summer and you don't offer benefits, you need to start including the benefits, or technically you're going to owe them some money.
Right. And another thing with that is, okay, so when you do auto-enroll, you can auto-enroll at a minimum of 3% up to 10%.
Correct. Auto-escalate.
But it escalates 1% a year, or you can, so if you're working on it and you are the main payroll person for the company that you're managing the 401k for, you have to look at that and say, okay, do I want to go ahead and start at 3 and ramp it up to 10 and remember to do 1% every year?
Right.
Or do I want to start at 10 and have them opt out?
So part of that too is the auto escalation feature. So most people, as they get a raise, if they'll just put a little bit of that raise back for retirement, they won't miss it.
Yeah.
In their pay. And so within 401k plans, they allow you as the employer to make sure that, hey, if I'm starting out at 3, I can auto escalate this up to 20%.
Sure.
Into a 401k over time. And so the national, you know, college financial plan would say you need to save 15-20% of your paycheck. So if you're matching 3 and they're putting in 3, it's only 6.
Right.
So that's not really allowing people to hit their retirement goals. So one of the nice things about auto escalation is it kind of automatically, as they get a pay raise, they start putting more money back. And
right,
since most people don't pay as much attention as they should, it's a great way to save money.
Yeah, and I mean, you get used to living on some amount of money and budgeting off
right
that, and if you can put the remainder back, that's only to your benefit in the future.
Right, and that's exactly it. So that's what is some of the new changes for 401k this year. Obviously, the big one is that extra special catch-up,
yep,
that we really like, and there'll be more changes coming as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks for talking to us about all the different retirement plan changes that are occurring in 2025, and thank you for tuning in today. We hope you have a great day.